bench, dust upon his coat, polishing a medal that he bought to show his throat. He speaks of desert suns and sands, of cannons firing loud, a lonely soldier sketching pictures for the passing crowd. He says he fought the shadows in a land of burning gold, but Albert's boots are shiny and his lies are getting old. Oh, Albert tells the tales of a soldier on the run, claiming he was hiding from the scorching foreign sun. He never left the country, never sailed the rolling seas, just a dreamer in a uniform,
shaking at the knees,
shaking at the knees. He mentions Cairo markets and the tea they drank in Spain, the monsoon winds that battered down the barracks in the rain. But the truth is much quieter, a postman's humble day. He never made it further than the docks at Weymouth Bay. He never saw the mountains or the palm trees by the shore, just a man behind the counter in a dusty general store. Oh, Albert tells the tales of a soldier on the run, claiming he was hiding from the scorching foreign sun. He never left the country, never sailed the rolling seas, just a dreamer in a uniform,
shaking at the knees.
He didn't even make it to the borderlines of Wales, just a king of empty whispers, a collector of the snail. If we pretend it's true, as they hear of his retreat from a battle that was fought alone on London's concrete street. He holds a piece of ribbon like a purple heart of pride, with nowhere left to go now and nowhere left to hide. So he sighs, just a story. Oh, Albert tells the tales of a soldier on the run, claiming he was hiding from the scorching foreign sun. He never left the country, never sailed the rolling seas, just a dreamer in a uniform,
shaking at the knees.
Yes, he's a romantic, a wanderer of mind, leaving all the reality of England behind.